The previous group, we saw that sitting at the top, the boron formed a hydroxide, which was acidic in character. We're going to see the same thing now. Carbon dioxide then, at the moment, it's over 0.038%, so it's going up very steadily at the moment. That 0.038% in the atmosphere reacts with water to form aqueous carbon dioxide. The aqueous carbon dioxide reacts with water to form this molecule here. And the thing to look at in this formula, H2CO3, you do not immediately think I'm going to have to attach the hydrogen to the oxygen. And if you don't, you'll not spot the fact that this is a hydroxide. So this hydroxide then is carbonic acid. It is an exceedingly important naturally occurring acid simply because of the fact that 0.038% of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, which means it's blanketing the entire planet. There's plenty of water vapour in the atmosphere, and as a result, most of your rainfall, the pH is determined by the carbonic acid. When that carbonic acid hits the rocks, the characteristics of most rocks are they're basic. So your basic rocks are reacting with carbonic acid and they're dissolving. So this is a very important naturally occurring acid. Illustrating how it works as an acid, we have got carbonic acid in equilibrium, these two-headed arrows indicating a forward reaction to form bicarbonate and a back reaction of the bicarbonate in the H plus to reform the carbonic acid. So the exogenic cycle then, simply treating the surface of the earth as a very large acid-base titration. The rain as it comes down is your acid, the rocks are the bases. You then solubilize the rocks, that's carried away in the rivers to the oceans. In the oceans, the concentration increases, that material then precipitates out as a sediment. The sediment then gets compressed, squashed back under, and then brought back to the surface as a new rock, and it all goes around again. So that's the exogenic cycle. Now, the structure here of carbonic acid, I want you to focus in on that because I have asked this in past exams. I've given the formula for this and asked people to sketch down the structure for carbonic acid, and they start attaching the hydrogens to the carbon, and the wheels fall off. So it's important to remember it's an acidic hydroxide.